So now to EAD. When we first heard about EAD, we didn't know how to understand it. We had some problems in finding out what it is. And I think that has also been a bit cultural background, which we didn't know from the German side. Where we were in Germany in the end of the 90s, we were very proud of big database systems that has been developed for the different archives. In the state archives, also for the federal archives, there's a database system based on Oracle, which is still working today. So a bit of dinosaurs, developed to an administrative system, management system for the whole archives too. And there have been some specialized vendors with database applications, a sort of standard application, which is sold to the archives. And so everybody in the end of the 19th in Germany thought the concept of finding aid is outdated. We don't need it anymore. We have now databases and we search in databases. And so we had the description was first and not the finding aids. We didn't work on finding aids anymore, but that's, Google existed, didn't exist at that time, but it was this way of searching in the databases that was mainly thought of as a future for archives in Germany in this time. At this time, we then formed a small group of German archivists for who went to the United States to see what is happening there. And we made a study tour on electronic records and on EAD. And we were very glad that we had the chance to visit some of you also. And we went also to the RLG in Mountain View and got contact there. And after that, we understood a bit better what it was, but not really. There was a next working group in 2001, an American-German working group with eight participants from each side, participants from the working group of SAA from the American side, and eight Germans too, and we had several meetings here and abroad. And by the end of this working group, after 2 years, we finally had the idea that you understood a bit what EAD was, because then we realized that it started from texts and not from databases, not from single records for descriptive units. And that was a large step for us to understand this approach, which was very different from what we were thinking about. Then the following steps were hesitations. Is it something, it's coming from abroad, is it something that could be useful for us? Perhaps, we will see. We made some experimentations with it. Then we translated texts. You know, we are not speaking English in Germany. We are speaking German, and it's not very common to read English texts. So we started to translate the documentation, the tech library, the application guidelines, and so on. And finally, there were some acceptance for certain purposes. Especially for data exchange, data sharing, or perhaps also then for the developing web presentations. But now you can say it's in use for some specific purposes. Three lenders in Germany apply EAD for exports from their databases. The importance of EAD for us in Germany was that we could finally see finding aids as objects again, not something that can be created with the word processor after an export of data from a database, but as an object in itself that can be managed with a system. We could have this concept of finding aid again for ourselves, for working, but also for providing it to the user. And that was a very important step for us and something very important to learn. So we could go back to the text. There were no technical constraints anymore to abolish the old concept of the finding aid, as we had thought before. And we could integrate it, all descriptive elements, into the finding aids. We could work on the title page of a finding aid, on the introduction with all these different parts, the biochist and the administrative history, and so on. We put that, in Germany, we put that all together into the introduction, which we call the introduction of the finding aid. And finally, we could offer a search in a web page, like in an ebook, and that was also something that was interesting for us. I show it a bit more practical in the next slides. So EID could help us to allow working in a professional and less technical environment again. The database applications were much more technical than what we could do with EID. We started with XMetal, but very soon we thought we have to develop tools that hide a bit the XML and make a surface a bit higher, more abstract, where we can use the professional terms, which imply automatically the XML tags. It made also the database systems in the background unnecessary, and therefore we could work in isolated PCs, in networks, wherever we wanted. And it allowed a multi-level presentation. We are accustomed to, in Germany, to use holdings guides for the description of the complete holding of a repository. A short description for the record groups, for the single holdings, structured in the same way like a finding aid. That was already a traditional approach. And now we could use these two levels, the holdings guides, and link the online finding aids to it. And at once we had a sequence for the a structure for the set of the finding aids when we used the holdings guides as a level above. So there is no discussion about how to present finding aids in which sequence. They are all linked to the holdings guides. We started to try to develop some tools for the archivist's desk to use EID and XML encoding. The first one was Medusa XML. It was a development from a tool based on DBase before, also a low-level tool, not a huge system, but a tool for a single archivist's desk. And in Medusa XML, it used still a hierarchical database in the background, not a relational database, and therefore it was easier to export this data to XML afterwards. We had a sort of own DTD, very similar to EID, but we still had in mind, we still thought that we perhaps must change something for us. Today we see that we can realize everything what we want also in EID, and we don't need an own DTD or schema anymore. Then the next tool was Max, which now can capture, edit, and enrich online finding aids with digitizations. And now we are working in a network of standards with this tool. We link all these different files together for the HTML presentation. And for the access side, or for the publication side, we developed the tool Medusa Search for structured navigation and a full text search across sets of online finding aids. First, a word on Medusa XML. It is in use since 2001. We have registered users are about 60 in different smaller archives. And in the federal archives, we have about 50 users of Medusa XML for cases where the big database, the dinosaurs, is a bit too heavy. And also where you want... For instance, in my department, with these records of the former Socialist Party of East Germany, the people like, meanwhile, that they can enter supplementary information on the descriptive units about their creation, about the processing, which are not displayed inside the online finding aid, but separately. A little E in a blue spot indicate there's some supplementary information on the processing, for instance. And they like, meanwhile, to use things like this, which is not possible with the database. And we started also with Medusa XML to export EID data and to share it with the archive resources database of RLG. And we learned a lot with these experiences also. The Max tool, we could develop it with support from the Mellon Foundation in New York, is in use since 2007. It's based on Eclipse, and it is an open source tool which can be downloaded at SourceForge. We have created it to try to define subsets of the standards, of the XML standards, for certain working purposes. And therefore, we integrated into Max a profile editor, which you can define subsets whenever you need them. But this profile editor is not yet a part of the open source, because we just developed it for our own purposes. And we try to find a bit money actually to rework it a bit and to bring it also to the open source so that it can be used more. It is licensed. If somebody wants to have it, they can have it, but it's not open source for the moment. The last line, as Medex, Max now is enhanced with conversion functions to be used for the gateway. We are preparing a German gateway for archives. An important part of the concept is to provide conversion tools to convert the own data into a target profile of EAD, which we will use for a union finding aid for the gateway. So we don't only get together the index from the... excuse me. We want to have a union finding aid in the center of the gateway, integrate images also. And for this purpose, we have to convert the data from the existing systems into a joint profile of EAD, which will be used for this union finding aid. Just to have a look at the desk as it is in Max, the model has been XMetal, but it is nevertheless quite different. But on the left, right-hand side, you have the elements in the toolbox. And if you click on them, they are entered in the middle. In the middle is the working surface. The elements used are shown there in the structure of the schema. And on the right-hand side, you enter the content for the different elements or attributes or whatever. You do not need to distinguish between elements or attributes because you just have the elements of a normal finding aid on the right-hand side. And under the surface, they are translated into elements, attributes, perhaps with a certain standard value. And the elements that are not needed are hidden. They are not shown if they are needed on the hierarchy above. On the left-hand side, all these windows can be closed, but they are open when you start. On the left-hand side, you have an overview of the files you are working with, a tooltips box. You can identify with the profile editor, for instance, tooltips for every of these elements, so that they are explained what you can do with them. A validation window. On top there's a little green hook. If you click on it, then the validation starts, just in case you have deleted something, and now the schema would not be, it would not be valid anymore, the document. And here's the outline of the structure of the full finding aid. And underneath here are little tabs. You can have an HTML list. You can have an element log in XML or an XML log of the whole document. And here you go to the presentation, which is done in HTML. And here's a template view of the same thing. The same data can also be shown in a template view. So you have this editor view, an XML view, or a template view, whatever you prefer. This is the XML view, and this might be a new document when you have just created it. You can start with a default document, and in this default document, you can identify all the elements you normally use. And when you start a new document, they are all entered already in it, so that you can override them or add others. And this is the profile editor. On the right-hand side, you have all elements, attributes, possibilities of the schema offered. And then you can choose one of them and define a lot of parameters for this element or this attribute. Standard value, for instance, the labeling, you can, so it's very easy to do it in other languages also. A tooltip is written here. And this means that it's created automatically. It is editable so that you can write text in. It must not be there, but it can be there only once. And you have five tabs for different parameters that you can identify for these elements. Medex, I just mentioned it, is now Max for Gateway. The main features are that it converts files from other applications into the target profile. You can use special parameters and use it for a batch mode conversion. So if you have a set of files, documents, finding aids exported, and you need to replace always the same thing, you can identify the parameter and then make it in a batch mode. And we have a wizard just recently that integrates automatically if you want encoding analogs to MARC or to IZG. So you don't need to integrate them from the beginning, but if you want to extract data to IZG, you can first enter the encoding analogs, and then you know where the data can be found. The basic features of these different tools are that you create, edit, and present AID finding aids with the same tool. You create the HTML versions out of this tool. You enter or delete elements when needed. You can move whole series or classification groups inside the online the finding aid. And you can create the HTML presentation. And with Max, you can also create a whole set of an EID finding aid with linked MATS files for organizing digitizations. We use MATS to create digital archival objects for each descriptive unit, and then we structure them internally with the help of the structural map of MATS. If you have done this, you have all these files in the left box on top, in the navigator box, and then you can just click on the presentation tab, enter some parameters, and then it's all generated into HTML in a zip file so that you can upload it to the website at once. But it lasts a bit. If all the images have to be copied in this process, then you need perhaps half an hour or so. But only if you copy all the images. You can also enter a new URL for the images and put the images on another server. The exercise for this is Medova Search, a text-based search engine based on Lucene. It allows, at the same time, browsing through the structures and a key term search. You don't need to change the application for it. It's in the same presentation. It has two, or for the gateway, we will have three hierarchical levels. We have also the landscape, the archives landscape above the holdings guides to structure them. The list of results is shown in order of the classification, so we don't use the automatic ranking of the scene. We don't use an automatic ranking at all, but we show the results in the structure of the finding aids or the holdings guides. And we use an ebook style HTML presentation with hits in context, also showing the non-hits. That's something I like very much. You also see the descriptive unit that has not been found, but it's around the found descriptive unit. Here you have a look at the holdings guide. This is a standard presentation of Medova Search. You have the place inside the hierarchy of the classification group or the series you have here. Here you have the navigation tree. It is made with lazy tree from the XTF framework so that it works very fast also for large finding aids. And here you see the title. This is the holding slide. So this is the title of a finding aid. It is blue and underlined, so that means it's a link. If you click on this, then the finding aid opens and you can use this finding aid. But you can also print out more information on this finding aid with a little printer. Or you can select it with a checkbox for the overall search. So there's a possibility to restrict the search to chosen, selected finding aids and parts of the whole presentation. We use this also as a replacement for the ranking, for the relevance. We think the users can decide which part of the whole is relevant for them, and we don't leave this to the computer but to the users themselves to decide upon. This is a list of hits when you did a key term search in Medova Search. You get, it's indicated the archive, the name of the archive, the name of the finding aid, and then the lowest classification group or the header of the lowest series. And with a little plus in front, if you click on it, then you see the titles of the descriptive units underneath. If we wouldn't do this, it would be too long. But with clicking on the plus, you see also the classification headers above, which are not shown here. And you see how many results you have. Here we have 7, and if you had the 7 descriptive unit underneath, it's not an overview anymore, but it would be too long. And this is the result in context presentation. I have searched for the term Berlin. It's shown here in the blue line with little arrows back and forth. You see 26 places where it has been found, and this is the place 24. It's highlighted so that you see which descriptive unit was found. But these are the other descriptive unit in the same classification group or series. And so you see the context of this single descriptive unit. This is something I have never seen as, for a database search. Instead, I have often seen that only the descriptive unit that match have been shown. And then you are a bit uncertain. You don't know if it's really complete, if it's only this one descriptive unit in this group, or if there might be more. Here you can overview it completely and see what is there and what's not there. You know, it's this, I think for search in archives, it's always really important to have this negative information, the information about what is not there. And that's the way we try to realize it. Perhaps you have seen under the descriptive units, we have indicated Akte einsehen. That means look into the file on the descriptive unit. And this is linked to the Metz presentation then. And this is what we are doing with Metz. When you edit a Metz file, the address information and the file names are integrated automatically. It's swallowed into the Metz file. And then you can choose, you can see on, in the editor, you see the images, and then you can decide whether this image represents a structurally relevant paper inside the descriptive unit. For instance, the table of content of a meeting is the first page of an agenda, of a minutes. And you don't need to read all the minutes to see where's the next one, but you can just bring them forward to an orientation layer. We call it an orientation layer, like the bookmarks users like to put inside the files that they have on their desk in the reading room. We put these pages, we show them all on one page, and we do it with the upper third of the page. We thought thumbnails are not very useful for textual records, and so we make something in between, not showing the whole and not showing a thumbnail, but just the upper third of the page. We suggested that normally on this upper third you have all the information or most of the information needed to decide whether you want to go really into it and see it. But nevertheless, it's scrollable. You can also see the whole page if you want here. If you click on it, you come to the browsing surface. But before, I just wanted... No, I can show the browsing surface. There you have the complete images. And if you click on it, you browse through it. But you can also choose one number of a page. And we have seen on the right-hand side, you have the title of the descriptive unit inside this Metz presentation. For the moment, it's not yet linked, but it will be linked soon, so that you go back to the finding aid from here. It's integrated into the Metz presentation during the HTML transformation. We have long discussed whether we should use the namespace possibility of Metz and put this EID data into the Metz files, but we were afraid of the redundancy, because we update sometimes the EID finding aids, and then perhaps we have a wrong title in the Metz files. And we didn't want to have this problem, and therefore we said we make the link, we link it then when the HTML is generated. And then we extract it from the EID file and put it here in the HTML presentation. Here I have the normal browsing errors. Yeah. So, that is what we have developed after we had thought we understood a bit EID and tried to make the best for us out of it. A word, finally, a word to the gateway on the gateway projects. I just mentioned that we have a DFT funded. It's like the National Science Foundation here in the United States, I think. They fund the gateway, a network of SAD files, which are distributed among 13 archives, state archives in Germany, in East Germany, and we recreate the party structure with this gateway to their files. That will be a union finding aid to these records in the different archives. We are part of the UL Commission project, which we heard about already, and we are discussing with OAPIANA to integrate archival material, but it's not so easy. It's a very difficult task. And we have also a cross-domain portal in Germany called the BAM Gateway, and built on it there will be a digital library for Germany too soon. Yes, we have the three levels now in the finding aid for the gateway, that's the main difference, and the decentralized conversion tools. When we started with the discussion on the conversion tools, it was very interesting for us that three of the vendors of archival systems asked us to help them to make an export from their systems into our target profile of AID. So they are now producing on their own cost export interfaces into AID and are using the profile we have decided upon for the gateway. This is the entry page, and I just wanted to show you that we have the structured list of the archives involved in the gateway. You can mark it for selection, for cross-search, or you can click on it and then you see the holdings guides of this archive. And the little blue circles with the E on it are information on archives, like opening hours, addresses, telephone numbers, and so on. They are encoded in EAG, the Spanish thing. We want to prepare it for the European gateway, perhaps, and try it out. And as the Spanish have the leadership for the European gateway, we will certainly use EAG in this gateway for this sort of information. And here you see some finding aid that has been selected. And when you now enter a search term, you can search across these finding aids and get the results only from this part. The main elements of the gateway are, yes, the EAD profile, which is on a website also. We are just enhancing it and introducing a lot of IDs and so on, which we didn't have yet in the profile, and it will be updated soon. The conversion engines on the base of the editor of Max, and finally we are developing WebDAV folders on the host side where the archives can upload their finding aids but can also delete them and from there they are integrated then into the union finding aid for the gateway. This is the architecture, and that's what is a bit challenging also, to manage all these links between the different sorts of standards. We use 3x EAD for the archive landscape. It's a very rough, and it's only the structure, nothing more. But it's a very good instrument to manage the structure. Then the holdings guides of the archives underneath the EAD finding aids with their METS digital objects. And the archive landscape is linked to EAG, and the EAD holdings guides are linked to EAC documents on the records creators. And we are just thinking about, we have this all working actually, but it's a bit difficult to update parts of it. And we are thinking now about using a repository system in the background to manage the links and to manage the images and the update of the files and so on. We are thinking about DSpace, but it's not very in the beginning, not yet. The European Gateway, just to give you an impression who is involved in it, 12 countries plus the EDL, the European Digital Library, they get also money from this project. And you can see that the United Kingdom is not part of it. We are a bit sad about it. And Italy too. But we have many of the new members of the European Union who are very interested in building up this gateway together. The philosophy behind the gateway is to preserve the richness of information in the existing descriptive data. That's why we do not want to reduce it to a common database data model. It's very important for us, you know, for the European Union, diversity is a very big aim, and also for us it's very interesting to have all these different approaches to description represented in the gateway. Therefore, we want to start, as Claire said already, from the existing data and presentation models and see how far we can integrate all this. In any case, we want to leave the responsibility for the data with the archives and not take it over to the management of the gateway, for instance, with the conversion tools. So we want as much decentralization as possible and only as little centralization as needed. We will see how we can do this. And the gateway should be a tool for the archival institutions to enhance their visibility. I think that's the main point to make it a success. Now, finally, the role of EAD in all this is that we found ways for easily handling of structures and flexible presentation with no need to translate structures into relations of tables and databases. That was very, very important for us. So we are much more flexible than if we always have to think about how to represent it now in a database. The ebook presentation concept with the non-hits surrounding the hits was very important for us. And to have the possibility to show the digital reproductions in context when now the big digitization projects will start. And the interrelated hierarchically ordered information on all aspects of archival holdings was also a very important point. So EAD opened new ways to edit finding aids, to share data, and to offer finally the combination of structured navigation and searching in the archival descriptions and the same offering the same website. Finally, some links. On the website of the Bundesarchiv, we have a direct link to Medusa Search. Actually, we have 200 finding aids in it, but we have just started the project to integrate all finding aids we have in the Bundesarchiv into Medusa Search. That's 1,100 about, and the description of all the records groups, that's the holdings guide about for 6,000 holdings. So we want to have all this in search, Medusa Search. On the DAOFIN website, there are some information and translations and so on. Max is found on SourceForge, and the project website for the gateway in Germany is archivgut-online. Okay, thank you for your attention.